Welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 39, Remember Why. Show notes for this episode are available at gettingworktowork.com/39. You ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. It's the unscripted and unplanned moments in life that really cause me to stop and reflect upon not only my life, but the direction that I'm taking in my business. Earlier this week, I had one of those moments in class where students were just struggling with the deadlines and the work that I had planned for them. Instead of just ignoring what they were saying, I really decided to speak to the feelings that I could sense in the room. And the essence of what I told them was, you know, things don't get any easier when you're in the real world doing creative work. And it's important that you remember why you signed up to do what you're doing. And while for many of the students, they needed to hear that message, it was actually me that needed to hear that message the most. Because for me, January was a really tough month where a lot of work was not coming in, a lot of money wasn't coming in, and there was a lot of stress. And it's in those moments where I tend to make drastic decisions about what to do in the future. So having that moment where I'm telling other people to remember why you do what you do, I was listening almost in that third-person sense to myself of that advice. Later that week, Aaron Draplin came to Clark College and spoke, and for me, this was the third time hearing him speak since last May. And his message is consistent and it's sincere, and it's just the honesty of we get to make stuff for people. We get paid to make stuff for people. And if you can keep your focus on that, that's pretty exciting. And his natural enthusiasm to help people is just amazing because he's not really helping people like on purpose, but it's a byproduct of just his enthusiasm and sincerity in making stuff for people. And it's easy to forget why you do what you do. For me, I get caught up in appearances, I get caught up in self-improvement, and I oftentimes get trapped into doing what others tell me I should do. Let me talk a little bit about appearances. This is another way of saying that I'm trying to make work that is in comparison to the quality or the look of others. I want to look the part. I want it to be all about image. Not necessarily about substance, but, you know, that feeling that my work is on par with the working professionals of the world. And I know that when I spend a lot of time focusing on this, I tear down the work and the quality of work that I am capable of doing. And for me, it causes me to forget why I do what I do because I'm so focused on making sure that my work looks like someone else's. And that's not necessarily where I need to be. In terms of self-improvement, I've recently read a blog post by a writer named Mark Manson called The Disease of More. And for me, it was a convicting read on how constantly seeking self-improvement actually takes you far away from what you are good at and what could potentially make you happy. And I can speak a lot to that because I've spent probably the last few years, I've spent the last probably 15 years trying to self-improve and be better and this and that. And am I any happier in this pursuit of self-improvement? No. Am I any better at my work? No. It's when I just do the work when I'm happiest and when I am really making improvements in not only myself, but in my work. In line with this self-improvement is this idea of doing what others should tell me I should do. I can be easily swayed by other people, especially when I have just gone through a period of production and I'm tired, or when work isn't coming in. And it's in these down moments that I tend to make decisions about my future. And that's not a good time to make those decisions, and that's when I make stupid decisions. I make a lot of stupid decisions at times, and it's not good. And when I take this advice of other people, it's because I'm assuming that the people giving me advice actually know me, and that they know the journey that I've been on and know the type of person that I am. And it's those times after I've acted on their advice and it turns out to be horrible that I learn that they didn't know me at all. And you could argue that I don't know me at all either if I'm willing to turn on a dime and take these people's advice. And so appearances, self-improvement, doing what others should tell me to do, these areas take me far away from the purpose and the reason why I do things. So, do you know why you do what you do? For me, I've always liked building things, whether it's websites, learning about programming, learning about video and animation. And all that's cool, but that has nothing to do with why I do what I do. The real reason is I love to help people. I love to take away the frustrations and fears that people and businesses have about the creative process. And most importantly, I like to be a kind and supportive voice in what can be a confusing and pompous industry. How about you? Do you know why you do what you do? I encourage you to spend some time with Simon Sinek's TED Talk, How Great Leaders Inspire Action, or read his book, Start With Why. Instead of sharing 7 ways this week, or 6 ways, or 5 ways you can remember why you do what you do, I instead want to ask you to reflect on the following question. Do you remember why? Once you have an answer to that question, do you operate as a creative professional according to that purpose, or do you allow yourself to be pulled in many directions away from what you know to be your reason why? If you need help finding your reason why, or you want to share your purpose for the work you do, I would be happy to chat with you. Send me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com. Hey, thanks for listening to Getting Work to Work. Coming up this weekend is a special interview edition of Getting Work to Work with photographer, entrepreneur, and friend Aaron Hockley. He's going to share how he balances all of the demands of his work, whether it's his photography, his websites, his day job, or his family. In the meantime, drop a line to say hi. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on Twitter. I'm at @cmstudios or at @gwtwpodcast. As I remember why I do what I do, I'm looking forward to a fantastic week of helping my clients. For me, it's as simple as that. Now get out there and get to work.